Well, they probably didn't speak any English. What, did your grandfather speak any English?
I don't believe. In fact, he could write his name, Dora, ma'am. He might be, he could maybe talk to Lil. Grandpa, you see, on Maya, sorry, but.
What about your grandparents on your mother's side?
Well, there was fresh people doing farmers. There was just farmers in that time around here.
And they were also born and raised here, right?
Yeah, in the parish.
I see. Well, y'all go back a long way. Your name goes back a long way into the parish, doesn't it, sir?
Oh, yeah.
Been here a long time. You're a good man to interview. Talk about the parish with.
You had that thing going on?
Oh yeah, he's sticking it down.
What is it?
I was telling you before we started there.
Yeah.
My grandchildren now, sometimes I have time, stop telling that. I gotta tell them 2 times. Papa, I don't understand. Tell me some more. I don't understand how we could get by with that. You see.
Yeah.
Well,
what can you tell me about the first house you were born in? Tell me all about the house, what it looked like, the rooms it had in it.
The first house, let me see if I can explain you that. It was one of them steep, you know, long, high, steep, or your high top house, you know, they made them high. In that we had about 4 rooms. But the dining and kitchen was sort of on the side, you know. We had in between like a patio in between, you see. We joined the house, but in between the kitchen and the living quarters and the dining room was there, but we had like a patio, you see, to divide that. In other words, you had to go from the kitchen into the house. It was like just a floor on top. It wasn't, you know, nothing around, so it was like a patio, like.
The kitchen was its own separate house?
You could say that, but you see, the patio was about 8 feet wide, see?
Uh-huh.
Like my,
like
a little hall, you see?
Yeah.
It was open on both sides, you see?
Yeah.
Both ends.
Yeah.
That's where I was born in. In fact, the whole family was born there. My brother, now then, we moved to another house here after it was bigger. And so we were living in the back here.
Well, excuse me, but about the house, how many rooms did it have?
Well, the house itself had, I'm sure it had 3 bedrooms.
Uh-huh.
And,
how was it arranged? When you first came in the front, what did you see?
Well, you see, from that kitchen, I'm telling you, you see, you would come out and then it had an old time, that's an old time house. The old house, the house generally was long, but it had a, they call that a porch in that time, a long porch. Then you would come out from the kitchen on that patio, on the porch, you see, then into the house, you see. It was a long porch.
Yeah. Can you draw it for me?
Let me get my glasses.
Okay, all right.
Is here. Patio was on the first, you see, and here, for instance, was the door, you see?
Yes.
Of course, windows here and all, you see, in the bedroom and whatnot was in here, you see? This was the top of the house. I could tell you, an old type house. This was high, and this ceiling here was about 10, 12 foot. The reason I imagine the building house is so high with this, they didn't have nothing to cool it off during summer, no fan or anything, it was a cooler house. And you see, this was all covered with split boards, you see.
What, the roof?
The roof was split, cypress board. In fact, when I built my first house, after I was married, I had a board-covered house.
Yeah.
Cypress board.
Yeah.
Reckon that's good enough for you?